Namaste, friends. Welcome back to my channel. I'm so glad that you're here because today I want to talk to you about something really close and personal, and that's my psoas. More specifically, the psoas major. You know, I used to suffer terribly from so many back problems, and I actually ended up in the hospital with the orthopedic surgeon telling me that he wanted to do a spinal fusion on me. To this day, I still haven't had the spinal fusion, but that's because I take better care of my muscles, and more specifically, I take better care of my psoas. All of these videos that you watch out there about these psoas releases, I've done them all, and I'm here to tell you that they're making your psoas worse. Psoas tightness is not necessarily a result of something being wrong with the psoas. It's really the brain sending out a message to all these muscles to tighten up, tighten up, tighten up. Why is the brain doing that? Because the brain is sensing instability in the body. The body is wired, or the brain is wired, to send messages out to the body to keep it stable. An example of your body tightening up is if you were going to like walk out on ice. As soon as you walk on ice, your body freezes up. If you're like me, goes to a scary movie, and when something scary happens, I go, ah! And then what do? I tighten up. In our muscular system, specifically with the psoas is tightening up because there's an instability. Now, the interesting thing about the psoas tightening up is that with every muscle, there's always an opposite muscle. And when that opposite muscle is engaging, the other muscle should be relaxing. Well, what is the opposite muscle to the psoas? The glutes. And I always tell people, in my opinion, and my opinion doesn't really count for much, I think, but if it does count for much, in my opinion, the psoas and the glutes are two of the major stabilizers in the body. They both stabilize the lower back. They play an integral role in the suspension system of the body, and they're the shock absorbers as well. So you think about like a car that has shocks. If those shocks burn out or whatever, stop working, the axle can break. Well, the axle in your body is your lower back, your knees, and your hips, even your shoulders and neck, and even in your whole spine. So we want to make sure that the shock absorbers and the suspension system is working properly. The psoas is a very interesting muscle. It connects to a point here, which is called the lesser truncator. So we can see here on the diagram where the lesser truncator is, and the psoas comes up from the lesser truncator and attaches all the way into the lumbar spine. Now, the interesting thing about the psoas, as you can see here on this diagram, is that the psoas actually is one of the only muscles, and I say this with a little bit of liberty here, but it's one of the only muscles that attaches anteriorly, that means in the front of the lumbar spine. And one of the major roles of the psoas is that it actually maintains the integrity of the lordotic curve, that nice, beautiful C curve that's there. Now, in order for it to maintain that C curve, it needs to be activated, not stretched out. Stretching the psoas is one of the worst things that you can do. Again, if you have a tight psoas, the worst thing that you can do is stretch it. You always want to get the other muscles stabilized. Once the body starts to sense, or once the brain more specifically senses stability in the body, it will tell the psoas to relax. So we want to make sure that the psoas is relaxed as much as possible. So today we're going to do just some very simple things, and these hacks, I promise, will help your psoas tremendously. Okay? So where I'd like you to start is to come onto your back. And as you come onto your back here, we're going to actually test our psoas strength. So by testing the psoas strength, what you're going to do is we'll start with the right leg. You're going to do an external rotation of the right leg and slide the right leg out about 30 degrees. Bring your left hand to your left pelvic bone and then slowly lift the right leg up. Now, you might notice about 30 degrees, by the way. So you're lifting about 30 degrees. When you lift that leg up, what some of you will notice is A, it might feel heavy. B, you might notice that your left hip is dying to pop up. Or C, that you're using other muscles in your back to kind of like lever that leg up. Okay? Now, what we're going to do now is activate the psoas and come back and do this exercise again. So to activate the psoas, one of my muscle activations here is to bend the knees and then bring the right ankle across in front of the left knee. You're going to bring your left hand towards the knee. Now you're not going to lift the chest to reach for the knee. Just have the hand there and then you're going to bring the knee into the hand. Now if you want to, you can find your navel center, come about 3 inches over to the right, and then just press your fingers into your belly. Now, you don't have to press far. Now press that right knee into the hand and you probably will feel a muscle contract. That's your psoas. And we'll hold it for 6 seconds. And then relax. And then do it again. 3, 4, 5, 6, and relax. Do it again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and relax. Do it again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, relax. Do it again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, relax. Do it again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, relax. And again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, relax. And do it again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and relax. And again. And then relax. Good. So now straighten the legs. Turn that right leg to the right. So externally rotate it. Bring the right leg out about 30 degrees. Again, left hand there. Now lift the leg up. Is it easier? Do you notice that? Good. So we're going to do this a couple of times. Come on down. Relax. And keep that left hand on the left pelvic bone. Keep that left pelvic bone down. The only thing I want you to do is just lift the leg using your psoas. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and relax. And then do it again. So doing muscle activations sometimes actually resets a muscle, a tight muscle, and bring the leg back. So we'll just do it 3 times, okay? A tight muscle is often tight because it's in a tonic state, meaning like it's just kind of frozen in a tight state. One of the hacks to get it out of that tightened state is to actually turn the muscle on. If a muscle is tight, it's not working. Tightness is always a sign of muscle weakness. Okay, so straighten the legs and externally rotate the left leg. Bring the right hand to the right pelvic bone. Bring the left leg out and then lift the left leg up. And just kind of notice again how that feels and then bring the leg back down. So let's activate the left side of the psoas. So again, find your belly button with your left fingers. Come over to the left about 3 inches. And just kind of gently press in. You don't have to press in far. Bring the right hand towards the right knee. And then bring the knee to the hand. And press the knee into the hand. And then relax. And do it again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And relax. Do it again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and relax. And do it again. 2, 3, 4, and 6, relax. And do it again. I sometimes refer to tight muscles, like a computer that's frozen up. And relax, and do it again. So when your computer freezes, what do? To get it to unfreeze, you reboot it. Muscle activations are kind of like rebooting your computer. And relax, and do it again. When we can activate a muscle, we're kind of resetting it. We're literally resetting the neuromuscular connection, that brain to muscle connection. Straighten the legs. Let's test it again. So externally rotate the left leg, slide it out to the left 30 degrees. With the right hand, keep that right pelvic bone down and slowly lift the left leg. Do you notice the difference? Isn't that cool? I think it's really cool. I mean, it's just like literally like turning on a light switch in the muscles. Okay, bring the leg down if you haven't, and then do it again. We're going to do it two more times, holding for 6 seconds each time. 4, 5, 6, and back down. And then do it again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Excellent. Okay, so another muscle that's related to the psoas is called the iliacus. And even though it's not the psoas, it plays a synergistic role in the psoas. So we want to also get it activated. My simple hack for getting into iliacus is bring the legs together, turn the toes out to the sides, squeeze the legs as you're doing this, and then lift up about 1.5 feet. So lift up about 20, 30 degrees and hold it there. Now, if this is too challenging for you, slowly lower the legs down. If this is too challenging for you, just lift one leg at a time. That's completely fine. Okay? So if you're only doing one leg at a time, just pause the video and do both legs. Take the legs together, turn the feet out, and then lift up and hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come back down. Bring the legs together, turn the toes out, externally rotate, and lift up. And hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come back down. And bring the legs together, turn the toes out, lift up, and hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come back down. Bring the legs together, turn the toes out, lift up, and hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come back down. And bring the legs together, turn the toes out, lift up, and hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and back down. We'll do it one more time. And bring the legs together, turn the toes out, lift up, hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and back down. So one of the functions of the psoas is to control the relationship or stabilize the relationship between the lower back, spine, and the legs. And the function of the iliacus is to stabilize the pelvic bones. So we hear a lot about pelvic resets. You want to do a pelvic reset, do what we just did, in relationship with the pelvis and the legs. So it stabilizes that relationship. Now, we also want to get the glutes activated. So we could do a lot of different things for the glutes, but the most simplest hack is just to do bridge pose. Before we do bridge, we want to do this just a couple of times. So bring the feet about hip distance apart, push down into the heels of the feet. And what I'd like you to do here is just to squeeze the glutes as much as you can. Now, touch them and see if you can actually feel them squeezing, and then relax them. And then again, squeeze the glutes, holding it there, 2, 3, squeeze them, 5, and six and relax. Very good. Now bring the arms out to the sides. And then from here, lift the hips up as high as you can and squeeze them as much as you can. Very good. So the glutes are the opposite muscle. They're the agonist to the psoas and iliacus. And relax down. And so if the glutes are not working, as a response biomechanically, the psoas will tighten up. Okay, squeeze the glutes, lift up. Squeeze them, squeeze them, squeeze them, lift up a little bit higher, and then back down. And squeeze the glutes, and lift up. Lift them up. Really good, guys. Lift up a little bit higher, and then back down. Now, as you're lifting up higher next time, see if you can lift by squeezing. So getting those muscles to contract even more so. Okay, so squeeze the glutes this time. Lift up slowly. And lift up as high as you can. Push down into the heels of your feet. And lift up a little bit more. Push down into the heels of your feet. Lift up a little bit more. And a little bit more. And then come on down. Kind of jiggle the glutes a little bit. And then squeeze the glutes. And lift the hips up as high as you can. Beautiful. Lift up a little bit more. And a little bit more. And a little bit more, and then come on down. We got one more to do. So again, squeeze the glutes and lift up. There you go. Beautiful. Lift up a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, and then come on down. Beautiful. Oh my goodness. Well, isn't that amazing? See how you feel when you go back out into your day. And just remember that when we are experiencing tightness in the body, the best thing you can do is two things. One, activate that muscle that's tight. Two, more importantly, activate the opposite muscle. If you don't know what the opposite muscle is, you can either A, come and study with me more, or B, you can also use the Google machine and research what is the opposite muscle, the antagonist-agonist relationship with the muscle that's tight. And that will start to clue you in on what you need to do to get those muscles to release, and more specifically, the psoas. But take it from me, someone who ended up in the hospital with the orthopedic surgeon wanting to do a spinal fusion, the worst thing you can do is to try and stretch your psoas. You need to get the body or all the muscles around the psoas working properly so the psoas can feel safe enough to release. Namaste, my friends. Have a super wonderful day and happy practicing.